Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here is the trivia question. Jamie in the car has been waiting patiently on hold. Jamie, you get the first shot here, all right?
All right.
In 2017... Kenny Pickett made his first start at quarterback for the University of Pittsburgh. Pitt beat second-ranked Miami 24-14. Who was Pitt's leading rusher in that game, Jamie?
Leading rusher, oh, man. Let me think about this.
Should I give some sort of time limit?
Yes.
You have 10 seconds, Jamie.
Leading rusher,
five, four.
Throw
three,
a name out, Jamie.
Two.
Running back. I don't know.
All right, Jamie. Take it easy, bud. You gotta throw up a Hail Mary.
And you're calling in. Say Curtis Martin or something. If
exactly.
You're calling in for Pitt tickets, say somebody.
Name a guy that played running back at Pitt. Bob and Hampton.
Theory.
Who was it, buddy? Who was the Pitt leading? Say it again. Bob, you there? Bob dropped off. You guys suck. What are we doing here?
Man.
Dave in South Park, redeem your Pitt brethren.
2017.
Kenny Pickett's first start, 24-14 win over second-ranked Miami. Who was Pitt's leading rusher in that game? Doran got it right away, by the way. I'm just saying.
Well, I know we had two good ones. I'm going to go with Quadri Ellison.
Bam! Yeah, there you go, Dave. Nice. You... And three friends are going to Pitt, Miami at the ACK.
Excellent.
We're putting you on hold, Dave. Good job.
Congrats, Dave.
Good morning, gentlemen, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
You
happy
too.
Happy Thanksgiving to you. What a weekend, by the way, for Pitt fans. You come back home. You see family on Thursday. You have yourself some tryptophan. Eat some sweet potato pie.
There you go.
Friday, Pitt, Ohio State at the Pete. Saturday, little Pitt, Miami. At the ACK, and Dave and three friends, family members, concubines, mistresses, whoever, are going to that game. Mm-hmm. That's right. Good job. Pitt's second leading rusher in that game, Kenneth Shane Pickett.
Yes.
Quadri Ellison had 62 rushing yards. Kenny had 60, including the infamous dive for the pylon, which we all knew at that point Kenny might do some special stuff, and he ultimately won an ACC championship, which is what Pitt is efforting to do.
Did you know I was at that game in 2017?
I believe you've mentioned that. Wasn't that your first Pitt game?
No.
Oh.
But I was working for the TV crew because they crew local workers to do a lot of the work on the field. So I was holding a parabolic mic, a microphone shaped like a salad bowl. And my job was to capture the sound of the pads crunching and the ball being kicked.
I did that one time in college for a West Virginia-Louisville game, and let me tell you something. You slap that sucker on your resume, it looks real nice, but I hated it because it's cold and I got to stand for 4.5 hours.
True.
You don't get to sit at all. You do hear some stuff, however.
Pitt is RBU.
Deion Lewis, Ray Graham, LeSean McCoy, Tony Dorsett.
Curtis Martin. Craig Hayward.
Yep.
James Conner.
Ironhead. What a career James Conner had.
Is he a Banacanda?
Yeah.
RBU?
I think you can lay claim to that, absolutely.
Uh-huh. I mean, it's close.
I mean, even guys like Lerod Stevens-Howland were really, really good.
Darren Hall.
In college, yeah. Pitt's got a couple of good ones right now.
Right.
Desmond Reed.
Think about it. It's like
freshman
every
kid who can scoot.
Every other year.
Mm-hmm.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Miami, Saturday, noon, for all the marbles for Miami and all the marbles for Pitt. Pitt needs to win and get a little help from either Virginia Tech or Cal. If Miami wins, they'll be 10-2, and they might have a shot to make the playoff as the second ACC team. So, marbles are on the line, and you could go for free. We're going to be giving away a four-pack of tickets every hour. The rules are easy. You give us a ring at 412-928-9370. We ask you a trivia question. If you're the first caller to get the trivia question correct, you win the four-pack of tickets. Simple enough?
Yes.
All right. Ryan from McKeesport. I'm going to put the caller on first. We had trouble the last time. Ryan, are you ready for this Pitt trivia question, sir?
Let's go, baby. Hail to Pitt.
So you're a big Pitt fan, Ryan.
I'm a big Pitt fan. Alum of 2013. What's up, Dor?
What's up?
All right. Here we go, Ryan. Pitt beat Miami 42-16 in 2022. That's the last time these teams met. Pitt's leading passer in that game was Kedon Slovis with 262 yards. Which Pitt receiver led the team in receiving yards that game?
Oh, man. I don't know. Was it Carson Mumpfield?
It was not. I'm sorry, Ryan. Call back next hour. We're going to give you another chance.
Incorrect. He said Kenate Mumpfield?
He did.
Kenate Mumpfield had a couple catches the other night on, was it Sunday Night Football?
He did. Thick.
Thick?
You wouldn't describe him as thick?
No.
Gary in Harrison City, you're next up. Do you need me to repeat the question, Gary?
Yes, sir.
2022, the last time Pitt played Miami, they won 42-16. Pitt's leading passer in that game was Kedon Slovis. Who was the leading wide receiver for Pitt?
I don't know this one. I'm sorry.
Take a stab, Gary.
Kenny Johnson.
No.
Nope.
Thanks for playing, though, Gary. You have another chance next hour. We'll go to Floyd in Mount Pleasant. Floyd, I can't keep repeating the question, buddy. Do you have the question?
Yes, I do. And it's Pitt has let me down lately, so hopefully I can hold them up here. I would say Kenny Johnson.
No.
No, that's what the last caller just said.
Damn it, Floyd. Let's go to Dylan in Shaler. I gave you the context clue. I mean, Kedon Slovis was thrown to this guy.
Correct.
I'm going to say Jared Wayne. I believe he had 12 or 13 receptions that game. Hey, I was at that game.
Hey, Dylan, guess what? You're
going
to be going to the game on Saturday.
There you go, Dylan.
Jared
Good job.
Wayne with 202 yards.
Let's go. Hail to Pitt, baby.
Hail to Pitt.
All right, Dylan, congratulations. We'll put you on hold. If you missed out, We'll give you another opportunity each of the next 2 hours to win tickets to Pitt, Miami.
Jared Wayne's still in the NFL.
928-9370.
For the Houston Texans.
Thick.
Thick, huh?
I always thought Mumfield had was a bigger body guy.
No, he wasn't. No, he was a little guy.
Who am I thinking of?
Don't know.
Jared Wayne. I think of Bub Means.
Yeah, he's bigger, but he's
they're all bigger than me, Doran.
Yeah, right.
And all smaller than a turkey, and I could take one of those suckers out.
No, you couldn't.
Ready for the trivia question?
Sure.
All right, who we got on hold here? Jeremy, are you ready for your trivia question? It's all on the line, Jeremy.
The pressure's on, I think so.
All right. Which Pitt Panther holds the all-time single-season passing yardage record, and which team did he accomplish the feat against?
I'd say Rutherford. Rod Rutherford against...
No. Thank you, Jeremy. Good guess.
I don't know. I don't know this one. Well, I mean...
There's some context clues. That's all I'll say. That's all. I just think about stuff. Does that help?
Yeah.
Mike and McMurray, do you understand the question?
Yeah, guys. How are you? Let's go with Alex Van Pelt in Miami.
Goodbye, Mike. Dan in Cranberry.
Morning, guys.
Would you like me to repeat the question, Dan?
Please do.
Which Pitt Panther holds the all-time single-season passing yardage record, and against what team did they accomplish the feat?
I know this one. It is Sir Kenneth of Pickett against UVA.
Oh! So close, Dan. Partly right. James in Dormont, you're up.
I'm going to go Kenny Pickett against Virginia Tech.
Oh, James, you were so close. Bill in Johnstown. We're getting there, Bill. Come on, Bill. You got it, Bill.
We
got
to go Kenny Pickett Miami.
Thank you, there Bill. We're putting you on hold. You're going to the Pitt-Miami game this weekend. Kenny Pickett threw for 519 yards against the Miami Hurricanes in the ACC championship season.
Right.
That was actually a loss for Pitt because, oh, what the hell was the name?
Van Dyke. Yeah, quarterback.
Yeah, Dick Van Dyke threw for a million yards. They lost 38-34, but won the ACC championship anyhow. That was fun.
Yes.
I wasn't going to make it a two-parter, but I thought it would be too easy if it was just Kenny, so I wanted to do the two-parter. All right, you ready for this Pitt trivia question?
Sure.
Because this is one of those things I don't even think we can open up the phone lines on, because 100% of the callers are going to agree with me and the voters are going to agree with you is the way that's going to go. 412-928-9370. Here is the trivia question. Who's the all-time leading receiving yardage man at Pitt? Pitt's all-time leading receiver. We'll start with Mike in Shaler. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
What up, man? Did you hear the question?
Good, man. It's Larry Fitzgerald.
Sorry, Mike. I knew it. Yeah,
don't forget, Larry was on the hair for 2 years.
I knew I would get somebody. Rob in Latrobe, you're next up.
The all-time leading.
Okay.
Please turn your radio down, Rob, and let us know
who
Pitt's all-time leading receiver is.
Well, I'm guessing the first guy guessed Larry Fitzgerald.
He did.
Son of a B. How about a multiple choice?
No. We weren't here for that. Dan and Cranberry, you're next up.
Larry Fitzgerald.
What is no one listening to the show? Tom and Baldwin playing wiffle ball with Bechtold. Who's Pitt's all-time leading receiver?
Unbelievable.
We'll do it after the break. We can't because people will look it up. We're going to Pete in the car. Pete, who's Pitt's all-time leading receiver?
First, Adam, I want to tell you, in 2018, after the Steelers collapse, you're called for Tomlin's firing on your old AM show.
Thanks for listening, Pete. Get out of here. Go to hell.
Why?
All right, we need a trivia answer. I don't need you pulling receipts.
I talked to him. I think he was going to give you an answer.
He
just wanted to say something.
Oh.
Why'd you do that to Pete?
He's supposed to give a trivia answer. No one's giving the answer. He's pulling up receipts.
I know, but I think in a positive manner.
No, because I said I wasn't firing Tom until after 2020, and he's saying I was firing him in 2018.
Okay.
Sorry, Ron. Jamie in the car, hello.
Tyler Boyd.
Thank you, Jamie. You're going on hold. Congratulations. You're going to the Pitt game.
There you go.
Four tickets to Pitt, Miami. We're giving away four packs of tickets tomorrow on the show as well.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.